AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Charlotte police say they don't plan to forcibly remove protesters from the streets now that it's past a midnight curfew, as long as the situation remains peaceful. People have been marching and chanting.
Hands up! Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
And they continue to do so in the city's business district. Earlier, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says he supports the right of people to protest peacefully.
I'm separating protesters from agitators. We have some people whose goal is anarchy and not to respect the rule of law whatsoever. And that's the toughest job for our police officers, and we need to recognize that.
They're protesting over Tuesday's shooting death of a black man by a black officer after police say Justin Carr disregarded loud repeated warnings to drop his gun. The slain man's relatives have gotten a look at videos of the shooting. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is appealing to city residents for help fighting a troubling rise in violence in his city.
When young men turn to lives of crime for hope, we can and must do better. When prison is a place we send boys to become men, we can and must do better.
He announced youth mentoring efforts, policing strategies, and gun legislation as his plan to fight and prevent crime. Thursday night on Capitol Hill, the GOP-led House approved legislation to prohibit the U.S. from making cash payments to Iran.
During debate before the overwhelming vote in favor of the legislation, Ed Royce, chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee and the bill's sponsor, said cash is the currency of terror. It does not leave a paper trail.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson. In Central California, another wildfire has broken out at the Vandenberg Air Force Base. The second one this week, it's forced administrative buildings to be evacuated. This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State Kerry says talks to establish a new truce in Syria are going nowhere. More from the AP's Warren Levinson.
Secretary Kerry emerged frustrated from a meeting of the International Syria Support Group, saying there's no point trying to negotiate a new ceasefire without grounding Russian and Syrian aircraft. Syrians, Kerry said, need deliveries of food and medicine and a halt to the violence.
The only way to achieve that is if the ones who have the air power in this part of the conflict simply stop using it.
But he said talks to get a new ceasefire have been going nowhere. The Syrian regime claims the U.S.-supported opposition is allied with terror groups that abuse ceasefire agreements. Warren Levinson, New York.
Cheers broke out as lights slowly began to flicker on across Puerto Rico. The U.S. territory is struggling to emerge from an island-wide blackout that followed a fire at a power plant. Covered the entire island of 3.5 million people. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.